And on this day in 1657, a forgotten founding father who created generational stepping stones dies. Who is he? We'll talk about that. Let's get started. On this day, May 9th, 1657, Governor William Bradford of the Plymouth Colony dies. Now, who was he and what did he do? To tell his story, we must get into his mindset, and that means we have to think big picture and long term, because that's how Governor Bradford thought. Now, the colonies were founded at Jamestown in 1607, and the Declaration of Independence was written in 1776. Now, that means that the colonial period lasted a long time, about 169 years. Now, if we take into account the previous settlements before Jamestown that weren't permanent, we can say the colonial period was around 200 years, and that's probably a better way of looking at it. That means from 1776 till now, 2016, 240 years have elapsed. So that means, put this in perspective, from the Declaration of Independence till the present is only about 40 years longer than the colonial times. This is extremely important. The colonial period covered about 8 or 9 generations. Their experiences shaped the future. They started off as a small band of people on isolated settlements near the Atlantic, and they increased in number, and with a Bible in one hand and an axe in another, they moved further inland. Now, these settlers brought their English heritage with them and shaped it to conform to their new circumstances, and we are the heirs of it. So what does all this have to do with William Bradford? Well, Bradford was on the Mayflower when it arrived near Cape Cod in 1620. Now, before Bradford and his brethren went ashore, they met in the cabin of the ship to draw up their governing document. It was a compact called the Mayflower Compact. It's a short but concise document. You can read it online today. Now, John Carver was chosen as governor. So this group went ashore, and it was a rough beginning. More than half the colony died that first winter, including George Carver. William Bradford was chosen as his replacement, and Bradford served in that position every year of his life except for 5 years, and that's because he declined those 5 years. He did such a good job. He was a wise administrator, and he dealt well with the Indians. Now, Bradford saw the slow growth of the colony go from a handful in 1620 to about 3,000 in 1640, and he was happy with the progress even though it was slow. Now, William Bradford wrote an account of the Plymouth settlement. It's one of the first American history books ever written. You can still get a copy today, and it is worth the read. And here's something he said in that book. He said, "A great hope and inward zeal they had of laying some good foundation, or at least to make some way thereunto, for the propagating and advancing of the gospel of the kingdom of Christ in those remote parts of the world. Yea, though they should be but even stepping stones unto others for the performing of so great a work." Now, this tells you what was going through the minds of the people in the colonial era, especially Governor Bradford. Not all the colonists had the same religious zeal, but they all were concerned about the future. They lived their lives not only for themselves, but generations to come. They felt they were stepping stones, in the words of Governor Bradford. And that's why Governor Bradford wrote his history book of Plymouth Plantation. It was one of his many contributions to future generations. Now, only with such a mindset could people be willing to face the sufferings of the new world. Only family love could withstand those early days of death and disease. Now, these men and these women were preparing the way for us. They created institutions and ways of doing things that are still with us today. Now, we might not agree with all that they did or said, but we can be thankful for all the good they did for us. The history of America is how we got from Jamestown and Plymouth to where you and I sit right now. So there's the question. Are we planning for the future of our children as Bradford and the others in that period did? Are we willing to be stepping stones to future generations? Well, William Bradford was, and on this day, May 9th, 1657, Governor William Bradford of the Plymouth Colony dies, but his legacy is still with us today.